Okay. If we could all take our seats, please. Dr. Crocker has gone to buy himself a cup of coffee and is just coming into the room now. So we'll... Pardon me? Who is Dr. Crocker? Nothing's wrong with Dr. Crocker. Okay. So, Leslie.
Thank you. Sorry, I come with the CCNSO reputation for trying to run on time. So, greetings, everybody, and thank you very much for welcoming us back for this session between the CCNSO and the ICAM board. As is traditional, we have suggested a series of discussion topics for this session to make the best use of our time together. And the discussion list is on the screen in front of you. We'd like to begin with a conversation around the wicket, which we have been discussing in the CCNSO for a number of months now, and indeed we have a session on wicket as part of our schedule for this week. Keith, you were going to pose the question from the CCNSO.
Thank you, Leslie, and good morning, everybody. My name's Keith Davidson, one of the vice chairs of CCNSO, and thanks for having us along, Steve. We asked a question on the wicket at ICANN Prague, which we didn't really get an accurate answer on, so we're re-asking the question, recognising now we're much closer in the timeline towards ITU Dubai's December meeting. And the question is, could you please explain how the ICANN board is positioning ICANN relating to the wicket process? And has the board developed principles for its engagement at, and how will ICANN be collaborating with CCTLDs and other ICANN SOs and ACs on the topic of ITRs?
Thank you. I apologize for coming in late. The value of the transcript is it allows me to catch up quickly, so I'll try to answer the question. I am Dr. Crocker. We have a bit of teamwork here. I appreciate Chris has been helping and Bill Graham have been helping organize our approach on a number of subjects. Gonzalo, you're in position to answer this particular question on the wicket strategy.
Thank you. Gonzalo Navarro, chairman of the Board of BRC. Keith, we have been working during the last time with staff in order to create the necessary conditions to participate not only in WICKET but in ITF and other international forums that are coming in the next months and in the next years. What we are doing is to receive, and we are welcoming all the inputs and the help that we can find in the environment. We are not going to participate directly in the WICKET. Of course, ICANN will have an indirect participation, and we will be joining to other organizations. In that regard, all the help and support and the ideas that you can bring to the table will be really welcome.
Thanks. Thank you, Gonzalo. Just a couple of other things, and then also Tarek is here, and we might get Tarek to come and sit up here. Tarek, be easier. We met about this the other day in the Global Relations Committee, and we're down to very practical things now. We're talking about having people on the ground in Dubai, so that there can be some coordination between the ICANN people who manage to get themselves onto delegations can be coordinated on the ground in Dubai. Maybe have a breakfast every morning, that sort of thing. We're talking about having an office, people in the office open in Los Angeles the whole time, so that if we need to do stuff, we can have people in the office in LA actually running around doing, preparing things and so on. So we're in an intensely practical phase now about, okay, so it's coming up, what the hell are we actually going to do on the ground? We're pretty clear about the people that we know for sure are coming in delegations, like Keith, I think, I don't know if it's you, but someone is in the New Zealand delegation, we've got someone in the Australian delegation and so on. So we're getting down to the sort of nitty-gritty now. But did you want to follow up before I go to Tariq? Is that okay? No, go to Tariq. Okay. So Tariq, do you want to?
Thank you, Chris, for inviting me, and I'm delighted to be here with my new capacity. Indeed, the new management team at ICANN under Fadi Shehadi is taking the WCIT issue very serious. There is, as I said, there is no reason to panic, but also there is no reason for complete relaxation. So it's something in between. We need to stay alert as a community. We have been either attending by ourselves as much as we could some of the regional meetings in Africa, in the Arab region, in Europe, and in other parts of the world, or commissioned someone on our behalf to attend and to give us a report about what's happening. We are also doing some contacts directly with the ITU secretariats. The plan is the following. We are following up the documents that are coming by the ITU, summarizing the proposals. Some of them have been annoying to us. Some of them mentioned ICANN directly, like what happened in the Arab region. But in other regions, we see that they are talking about peering issues. They are talking about routing issues. They are talking about cybersecurity issues, which definitely could affect at least the multi-stakeholder model with which the Internet is operational and successful. So it's not only a directly ICANN threat, but it might be a threat to the successful multi-stakeholder model that we as a community have been building within the last 15, 20 years. And I think we ought, and it is part of our responsibility as a community, really to speak out to our governments and lobby them as much as we can in order to make them aware about the issues, because many of the misconceptions that are going around are just wrong. Wrong facts about the way the Internet is being governed and the Internet is being operational. So it is very useful, please, for everybody from the CCNSO environment and other players that understands really how the Internet works, make sure that we educate people and we make them aware of what's going on. Our plan is the following, as Chris has mentioned, and I have been discussing this with Fadi. On a headquarter level, we have a team headed by Mandy Carver in Los Angeles that will be coordinating before and during the meeting. I want to say a support office or back-end office following up with people on site, preparing documents, responding to any questions, preparing any memos that needs to be propagated, giving any information to any delegations that are coming back to us or any lobbyists that are coming back to us and asking, and even reviewing texts, because some texts could be very tricky, especially when it comes to international treaties, and could open specifically from cybersecurity issues an avenue for intervention in the future and for threatening the whole multi-stakeholder model. At the same time, we are seriously thinking about having two of our senior people, Nigel Hickson and Baher Asmat, because Baher is from the region, on site as much as we can, at least attending side meetings and being there and lobbying on our behalf as well. So that's what we have in mind, and I think we are not attacking anybody, but we are defending our multi-stakeholder model, and making sure that the right facts are being put on at the right direction. If there are any participants in national delegations, this would be great. We would love to have a database and the list of contact to be handed to Mandy Carver and ourselves on national delegates, that people that will be on national delegations whom we have been direct contact to. Thank you.
Thank you, Gonzalo, Chris, and Tariq. That's a very extensive reply. And just following up a little bit, I think the CCNSO have identified that WCIT is part of a set of processes that continue into next year with the policy review by ITU, and then WSIS Plus 10 coming up. So this is merely the start of another round of processes rather than something that will finish in December this year. So I think we can fully appreciate what progress you've made. Could I suggest the establishment of a mailing list rather than merely providing mail contacts, so that perhaps we could have an ICANN-only discussion forum for delegates who are attending? And could I just finally say that CCNSO are meeting on this topic at 9 a.m. tomorrow with a panel discussion, which is primarily an update from our CCTLD community as to what individual CCTLDs are doing in terms of getting on to their government delegation or how they'll interact with the WICCET process. So thank you.
Gonzalo.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Keith. just to round up the idea that was presented at the beginning and that was completed by Tarek and Chris, the idea of the mailing list is more than important. In many countries, you are the most informed people about what is going on, how the model is working, and you're the precise kind of element that we need to interact with the government. So in that regard, your participation is a key element, as in my view, and the mailing list is going to help in a way to keep you and keep us informed about what's going on and to take further steps if necessary, not only in WICCET but in the next forums. Thank you.
Fani?
I have asked, and Tarek is happy to help with providing a positioning paper on all the proposals that we can share with all of you. Now, we've been developing that. We'd like to share it as soon as all the proposals are out and available. And this way, at least, and it won't be necessarily ICANN's position, because this is not about ICANN. It'll be about how, as a multi-stakeholder community, we view what these proposals and ITRs can cause, and we'll share some positioning statements on these. This way we at least have some common material that we can look at.
I think we want to close on this rapidly. Bill, and then I want to ask about the coordination with your meeting tomorrow.
Thanks, Steve. Just one quick suggestion. ICANN is certainly concerned about these issues, as you know, but I know, Keith, you're aware of the many things that are going on in ISOC. There are a number of business voices very interested in defending the model and defending ICANN. So I'd suggest that to the extent possible, it would be good to establish a much broader list than simply around ICANN, because it's going to be really vitally important for all these different interests to work with their home governments and with everyone else who's on site. Thanks.
Okay, thank you for those responses, I mean, which were, I would observe, much more full and detailed than in Prague, and reassuringly so. I think the point from the CCNSO was viewing this rather than a meeting-by-meeting thing as the need for a long-term vision and strategy for dealing with the whole series of meetings that are coming up over the next coming years. And we're reassured to hear that there's some progress on that. I'm going to move us on to our next question area, please, which was on outreach and activities, particularly to involve developing countries. My colleague Vika from Africa was going to speak to that point.
Thank you, Leslie. I'm Vika Pisane from Zaire. My question is a question probably from some of the councillors or people within the CCNSO. Substantially follows up, I think, from some of the utterances that Tarek made in his last statements. On outreach. There was, I think, a year or so ago, a talk of a summit on developing countries that took place sometime in one of the ICANN meetings, talking about ICANN and how it will engage developing countries. And there are new initiatives. I don't know if they are new or they are follow-up on that we are seeing coming from the Africa region. As you would well know, Fadi, the Africa strategy that has been proposed for ICANN There is as well some movements and some documents one has seen from the Latin American Caribbean region. Now, what probably prompts a question there is just to get to know, are these initiatives coordinated by ICANN? Are they going to be built, or are they already being built into the ICANN strategic priorities going forward? And to what extent is ICANN intending to work with CCTLDs on this? And probably the last question becomes even more important because there have been times where one thinks there have been serious missed opportunities by ICANN. I refer probably unfairly to the new GTLDs issue, which when ICANN was making, busy creating awareness in different areas and regions never came to Africa. And in spite of an invitation by Zedner to come to one of our very key events in South Africa and talk about new GTLDs. So that's why there's this question. Are these, for example, these outreach that we see, outreach initiatives going to be involving all these TLDs?
Vika, can I just, want to make sure that I'm clear. What you're asking is to make sure that outreach efforts into specifically Africa and Latin America, but effectively everywhere, are coordinated with the relevant CCTLDs. Is that, that's basically it, isn't it?
That's exactly.
Okay.
Probably if, with your permission, Leslie.
Okay.
Just to follow up.
Fine.
If you look also at what we are doing in Africa for the Africa strategy, to a certain extent, one
yeah.
has a bit of a reservation.
I understand.
It doesn't specifically talk of the CC or CCTLD organization, though it does mention working with the local stakeholders.
Got it.
Sally and then Bruce.
Yes, I think the straightforward answer to that is yes. I can't see why we wouldn't do that. I mean, we have a developing Africa strategy. We have a slightly earlier stage Latin America strategy. We will have further strategies for other parts of the world. And Tarek and my views very strongly that we will coordinate this inside ICANN, yes. But with the input of the community at every stage. And to my mind, it would be an absolute necessity to engage with local CCTLDs to help us. This is a very important part of the process. So it's very definitely intended to be a community-based process. And I'm looking at Tarek because to me this seems straightforward, but maybe I've missed something.
I just want to confirm the following. You have asked two questions, whether these regional strategies, Africa, Latin America, or other parts of the world that Fadi has asked us to prepare will be part of the overall ICANN strategy. The answer is definitely yes. They have to be entrenched completely within the strategic plan of ICANN, and the Mauritius retreat that prepared the African strategy with the support of Ray Balzac from the board and others made sure that we are in alignment with the strategic plan of Africa. So we are not doing separate regional plans that are not in alignment with the overall ICANN strategic plan. The second, since CCTLDs are definitely part of the strategic plan of Africa and Latin America, you are the ones on site that are there, whether DNSSEC, empowering DNSSEC, or security, other security measures, or empowering the CCTLD with capacity building and many other programs related to the CCTLD empowerment, they are included in the strategy, and we'll make sure that we'll implement them with the right players in each country.
Here's my commitment. They're pulling the plans together for the regions into a single plan that I will review. My commitment is that before this plan gets put into action, we'll share it with all of you. And not just share it, we'll share it and take your feedback and adjust the plan. Because without the CCs, the plan, in my opinion, is limping. It's just not going to get very far. So we will work with you. We don't believe we should be doing things that are not coordinated with you. We appreciate your support on them. But we have the same goal, which is to enable your communities. So we have absolutely every interest in making sure these things are aligned with you. So that's my commitment.
Bruce? Bruce?
Yeah, one of my thoughts, just looking at that question, concrete activities to improve outreach, there's almost a step before that, which is what are we doing outreach about? And I think that's something that, you know, it'd be really great to get feedback from, you know, the CCTLDs in each region to say, for your region or even your country, what are the topics that you believe is important for ICANN to communicate to your region? Because I think it's hard to do a one-size-fits-all. And sometimes we've developed material that might be more appropriate in North America or Germany or whatever. But that, let's say we're talking about some aspect of outreach of the trademark clearinghouse or something, that is probably not may not be a big topic in Senegal as to, you know, what the rules are for the trademark clearinghouse. So I think what would be really useful before you even start planning your outreach, which is obviously what Tariq and Sally are going to do, but actually getting the feedback from you saying, what are the key messages for your region that you want ICANN to communicate? And then we can build a plan around communicating those messages or that information. So I think that's just the step before outreach, is what are we going to be doing outreach about?
Okay, listen, we could talk about this for the rest of today, I think. There's a queue of people, and I'm very wary of disappointing you all, but we also have some other topics that we're going to need to cover. We hear and appreciate your commitment, Fadi. I think in return there's a CCNSO commitment to dialogue on this area and helping you to develop a strategy that incorporates the strength that you have on the ground as well in delivering that strategy. Let's move on, I'm afraid.
I know you want to move on. Let me just add a brief word. Let me just recognize that the question that you're asking this time is similar to questions that have been asked in the past, and I hope it's completely obvious that the answers are qualitatively different this time. We're eager to move ahead and coordinate and both supportive of and benefit from the enormous presence and activity of the entire CC community.
Good. Great to hear it. We have our next question area, which is also another favourite from the CCNSO community. We'd like to just briefly update you and receive any questions or comments on two things that always seem to be on our dance card. ICANN finances and CCTLD contributions towards ICANN finances, and also the ICANN strategic and operating plans. And let me hand over to Byron and Roloff, who chair those respective working groups.
Thanks, Leslie. You'll recall when we last met in Prague, we'd had a bit of a stumble in terms of our work in getting towards a new financial contribution model. I am cautiously optimistic that the work of the finance group in conjunction with Xavier is working towards a new path. And just to give a very quick overview of where we're going with it, it did give us time to reflect and pause on are we finding the best way forward. It had really been based on, or the philosophical underpinning had really been around a fee-for-service model. I think we've had the opportunity to really reevaluate, is that purely the best path forward? And in conversations over the course of the summer in the finance working group with others in the community, with Xavier, we've taken a slightly more holistic view of it in terms of what is the value exchanged between the CC community and ICANN, and that's a two-way street. Clearly, ICANN provides a lot of value to the CC community, but we would also, I think, be able to make a compelling argument that the CC community delivers a lot of value to ICANN. And the conversation we've just had about CCs being the feet on the street in all the regions around the world, close to the governments of the countries that they're in, et cetera, is just one indication of the kinds of value that the CC community brings. So we're trying to find the path forward here, looking at what is the value that the CC community brings to ICANN and ICANN brings to the CC community, and then breaking it down in terms of what is easily quantifiable IANA has a very clearly defined cost. And what should the CCs contribute towards that? That would be an easily quantifiable one. But what is the value of feet on the street to deliver messages that are important and relevant to ICANN back into the communities? That's tougher to identify. It's tougher to monetize the value of that. But that's the path that we're going down. We've been working quite closely with Xavier, had some constructive dialogue and conversations already this week. And I believe that, you know, he's committed to being able to produce some preliminary numbers on both sides of that equation. So that's where we find ourselves right now. As I said, I think we had a stumble in Prague, but perhaps there was a silver lining to that cloud in that it's allowed us to reevaluate the path we were on and I think potentially find a much better path. The goal is to come to some rough conclusions for presentation to our community by Beijing. So we'll be roughly a meeting behind as a result, but that's the timeline associated with it as well.
Thank you, Byron. Roloff, the SOP and ICANN strategy.
Yes, thank you, Leslie. As the SOP working group, we had a session last Sunday on the draft strategic plan for 2013 to 2016. We had Kurt, Carol, and Jessica there. I won't go through the whole meeting, but we have a strong recommendation for you, and that is not to proceed with the work on the 2013-2016 plan. For two reasons. The first reason being that there's not much sense, really, in following the process just for the sake of the process if you're not going to do anything really useful with the outcome. You have a 2012-2015 plan, and what we hear from ICANN staff is that somewhere in the course of next year there's going to be a new strategic planning procedure and a new way of forming a plan. So that is the first reason why we recommend this, and the second reason is that I think that you would send out a strange signal if you at this phase come up with a plan that goes into 2016. The community might think that there's nothing that's going to change on the side of the strategy. As Bruce? A working group, we're going to do two things. We'll put this in writing to you as a recommendation. We will not come up with any other comments on the present draft plan. And what we will also do is we will provide you input for this new strategic planning procedure by forming a highlight document of the comments that we've previously submitted.
I think that's very healthy. Bruce?
Yeah, thank you for that feedback. I guess to give a little bit of context from the board in this area, we did have a workshop in Los Angeles recently, and we were talking about the topic of strategic planning. And one of the things from a board perspective is that we felt that we needed to have, in the last couple of years, we've been tied up in what I would call as operational issues rather than strategic issues. And the plan hasn't had a lot of attention, at least from the board, for probably a couple of years. So it's been really what I'd call iterating, you know, just a few tweaks here and there, but we haven't sort of taken a step back and just said, you know, let's just review what our mission is and what our overall purpose is and some of the higher level strategic concepts and then sort of before jumping back down into the detail. And that's a healthy thing to do every few years. So I think we're still in the early stages of working out the best way of doing that. Certainly the board wants to dedicate some time for itself to just step back and just have that as a sole focus, because often when we have our board meetings, we get pulled into the operational issues of the day rather than, you know, stepping back a bit and looking into the future. Having said that, I think it still is useful to get feedback from you with respect to the current iteration of the plan, but I agree, if you can keep that at the level that you just described and say almost sort of some rehash of some of your earlier comments in previous years, but keeping it at the high level, in other words, what are the real big strategic initiatives ICANN should be focusing on and particularly perhaps how to measure, because that's the other thing that's very weak at ICANN, is how do we actually measure progress on anything we do?
Thank you, Bruce. Runoff?
Yes, Bruce. I think this is exactly why we'll keep it at the high level, because if we would react to the present draft version of the plan, you would get 98% of our comments on the previous version of the plan.
Which takes us on to one of our major points. We're strategic plan monitors, and we have consistently provided feedback that we're not convinced is heard. Now we're not expecting all of our feedback to be... we're not expecting to see the red line with all of our feedback incorporated. We're not that naive. But certainly the CCNSO has contributed quite a high degree of comment and interest in this issue, because we think it's important for ICANN and for the community. And we're not feeling that we're heard. And very much in the new process, we would like to see community input heard and maybe obviously incorporated in the plan, or knowing why it's not. I think that dialogue would be immensely beneficial.
Leslie, thanks, and I agree. Our work on the strategic plan at SSCC is, you know, it's been going on for, I've forgotten how long it is that we've been, you know, leading the contributions in the strategic planning area and finance area. And I think it's absolutely right that the new process, part of the new process, is going to be, it's not just about, you know, coming up with the end product, it's about how do we get to the end product. And so the whole process needs to be looked at, and to make sure that, as you say, it's not that you necessarily get everything you want, but at least you feel you've been heard before the laminated document is produced.
Okay, so while I'm pushing it an open door, I think there's also the issue of combining both finance and strategy to look at whether the draft plan is affordable or deliverable with the resources that one has, or indeed whether there might be more that could be possible given resources. So very much the CCNSO has been talking around putting those two elements together. And obviously we're happy to provide experience and expertise in doing just that in our own organisations.
Bruce?
Just another quick response to your comment, Leslie, about feeling that you heard. We did actually have a session yesterday which was talking about, you know, how the board receives advice and how the board communicates, and it wasn't well attended, and I understand that. But just to sort of pass on some of the messages that we heard in that session, we're fairly similar to what you've said, in that we have a little bit of a situation where groups spend a lot of time on a topic and they write up a document, and the document gets thrown into the process, and they never feel that they have a chance to have a dialogue about that document at all, and therefore they don't feel they're heard when the final outcome comes out, and they can't see any connection between their document that they spent hours on and the final document. So I think that's feedback we're taking on board, and one of the ways is to work out what is the best way to have that dialogue. And maybe it is going back to some of the techniques we had in previous years, but I know you have a very dedicated group within the CCNSO that looks at strategic and budget planning, probably more developed there than any of the other groups at ICANN. But I think having a group, smaller group, that the staff and the board could meet with and have that dialogue is probably the way forward. Certainly we can't do it in this kind of a forum, you know, as we have, we've got an hour and you're trying to cover 20 topics, as are we, but I think we need a dedicated period of time with a smaller group, maybe one or two of you, and really work on the dialogue after you've produced your document.
I think as a general comment, not related to this particular subject, I think a lot of people, including I'm hearing now from Leslie, feel that they're not heard at ICANN. Is that a fair comment?
I'm heard. I'm not sure if it's necessarily always reacted to.
Exactly.
And the CCNSO is heard.
Yeah, and so that's precisely the point, that the hearing, as I described yesterday, what engagement really means, is a very, very small part of engagement. If it's not followed up and the listening leads to engagement and leads to understanding and leads to taking what we heard and making it part of what we do and then feedbacking all of this to you properly, then frankly, it feels like you haven't been heard. And so one of the things that I just want to emphasize on this process and any process moving forward, that we now have two executives that just weren't there two months ago at the head of ICANN, whose sole job is to engage. Specifically, Sally is here to engage with you, with the CC community, and make sure that what we hear from you is listened to, there's feedback to it, etc. That needs to start happening on a broader level, much better. And I'm hoping that in the months ahead, we actually see a substantive change in the engagement quality. On this strategic process, again, I defer to the board that will largely, of which I'm part, but to Bruce and the team to actually lead this. But I am of the opinion that we right now have a muddled operational and strategic plan. We do not have a clear separation of a strategic plan from an operational plan. The current so-called strategic plan is largely operational. That's not healthy. We should separate these things. We should have a strategic plan that we all participate and make our strategic plan. And then out of that, we have an operational plan. And we will be doing this in the proper way. This is not rocket science. People do this at companies from Pepsi to the local, coffee center around your block. They develop strategies. From strategies, they develop plans. And we have very experienced people on the board and in the leadership team now. And we will be supporting each other starting early next year to move down that logical, normal, healthy process. And we not only will listen to you, I want to be clear on this. I had the privilege of dining with many CCTLD leaders in Europe recently. What remarkable insight, what remarkable input you all have, what amazing experiences. I mean, just this week, Leslie, I had a chance to meet with Keith and his team just to learn about .NZ, and I already asked them if they would be willing to help us at ICANN with various things we were stumbling on that they have done very well. And they're meeting with my team, and this is the kind of engagement and learning, the respect we have for what you've done and what you do every day, running amazing operations locally, has to translate into engagement at a deep level. And I'm committed to that, and we'll change that discourse so we become real partners.
Excellent. We'll hold you to that, I'm sure. We have done some agenda editing. I'm very mindful we're spending a lot of time on CCNSO discussion topics, and we haven't even started the board list. But Steve and I, between us, have had a quick prune and reduced to two question areas. Firstly, the board have asked the CCNSO for feedback on the call for input on the impact of the new GTLD program on ICANN structures and processes, and a discussion about how to move forward. And we thought briefly about this at a preparation meeting we had, and I think, Becky, you had been volunteered to comment.
Thank you. Becky Burr from .us. I'm excited to say .us, so I'm going to say it again. We wanted to say, first of all, that the CCNSO believes that there are going to be maybe changes in processes and many other things as a result of the new GTLD process. But generally, our view is that probably should not impact the CCNSO or the way in which the CCNSO operates. We do think that with the increase in activity, there's going to be increasing press on everybody's time. We all are too busy here anyway, and so we would just suggest, and I'm sure nobody needs reminding, but maybe encourage you and support, provide support for priorities and making clear planning and not trying to do more than we all can bear. We also understand that, you know, there are CCTLD operators that also operate GTLDs and vice versa. That system has worked pretty well, and the distinctions have been clear. And we have not found problems with the operating these two and sort of noting where tensions in interests might be, being public and transparent about them. We very much would like to encourage that we all remain vigilant to maintain the distinction between CCs and GTLDs. They really are very distinct entities. I've been sort of in every seat except the ones you guys are in this organization, and CCs. No, thank you. and CCs really are very different and an incredibly vibrant source of diversity and contribution to this organization. So we will certainly, in our activities, continue to be vigilant, be more vigilant about sort of where the interests of CCs and Gs may be in tension and being clear and transparent about that. But we also will continue to be vigilant and hope that you will continue to recognize the sort of distinction and value that the CCs bring as a really very separate part of the community. I didn't mean separate part of the community. I meant distinct, unique part of the community.
We have run into time limits, so we're going to take a minute. I want to ask you a question and turn to Bertrand, and then we'll close. In other discussions, the question has been raised, going directly to the heart of the point that you've made, of what is the distinction between the CC community and the GNS, the G community, aside from the contractual one. That are these divisions that were set up some time ago still relevant, or have they blurred? And in thinking about going forward in the future, is the stress and changes that are likely to come in the system to be contained solely within the existing structure of a GNSO, or is it time to take a broader look? Let me ask you just to respond very briefly to that, and we'll come over to Bertrand.
So the biggest distinction, and I think the critical one, is that CCs are answerable to their local communities. Not all CCs operate as sort of, community. There are commercial CCs, but in the end, all of the CCs answer to the community, and there are lots of exceptions and, you know, things happened in different times and under different rules. But as a general matter, the issues that arise in CCs are issues that are generally and wherever possible to be resolved by the local community within the local rule of law. And that's a very big difference. You can serve your local community in lots and lots of different ways, so I don't want to diminish that, but the sort of direct answering back to the local community is a important difference.
Bertrand?
Yeah, just briefly, as you remember, we initiated this call for input in Prague. Thank you very much for the feedback and for having contributed, highlighting in particular what Becky is mentioning regarding the perennity of the distinction between the CCs and the Gs. I won't get into the substance. I wanted to make a quick update in terms of process. We expected, or we anticipated, to organize a full community discussion on this topic here in Toronto. For pure scheduling constraints, it has been decided to postpone this to Beijing, and what will happen tomorrow morning is a gathering of the chairs of the ISOs, ACs, and constituencies, including CCNSO, and thank you for accepting to participate, to discuss basically two points. and I don't want to open it now, but just as an update. One point is precisely how to do a timely discussion on this topic that is not too early, neither too late, and that is involving appropriately the community without overburdening it at a time where there are many other issues that are really on top of the agenda. So methodologically, how does the community want to address this, this evolutionary topic? And the second thing is there will be, there is a planned review for the GNSO next year. There is also the RTRT2 that is on the horizon, and one of the questions we would like to ask is how does that fit, articulate with this general debate, how to avoid duplication and at the same time get the best synergies. So thank you very much for the feedback, and we hope that the CCNSO will be fully engaged in this discussion.
Thank you. We're committed, the board is committed as part of the process here to note what's been said, to respond in a somewhat formal fashion by saying what we've heard and what we plan to do, and then report later what we actually did against that, and we'll you'll see that process in action on Thursday. Not what we want to, we're unhappy about being in the position where you're saying we've commented and we don't see the impact of those comments, pro or con. We don't see a closed loop there. The natural thing for me to say is I don't want to hear that again, but there's two different ways in which that could happen. And I don't mean that if it's happening, you shouldn't say it. I just want it not to be happening. So please do comment proactively on how you think the process is working. We're committed to making a significant change so that that's not what you're going to say next time.
Excellent. And rest assured, we would say it if we needed to.
Oh, I know that.
We run out of time. Thank you very much, everybody, and we look forward to continuing dialogue.